theterrace.com with manager Mark Mosley. A 1-1 draw here at Crescent Road in Braintree. Mark, can you sum that up for us?
Yeah, we're obviously disappointed. We've off the back of another long travel, and it looked like it today, I've got to be honest. It looked like all up on us. Tough conditions, wasn't it? Windy, bobbly pitch. It was really difficult. Like I said, we've had a couple of long travels, late nights. And we're getting tested this week, certainly are. So ultimately, you can't underestimate a point on the road, and we would have liked more. We've obviously created some good chances again, and fortunately, we've missed another penalty, which is disappointing. We've missed quite a few penalties this season, which have cost us points. But look, there's no finger pointing ever in us. As collectively, as a group, we were, by our own admissions, we were quite poor at times today. We're trying to do the right things, but our execution was quite poor. And on the back of Wednesday as well, I didn't think we were too great on the ball Wednesday either. So, we rely on being quite good technically. And when, a bobbly, windy pitch makes it a bit difficult to be as technical as we'd like. But having said that, I still think we fell a little bit short below. But look, like I said, it's a tough league and demanding league this season. It's going to test you. And like I said, ultimately, we haven't played that well, and we've got a point on the road again. So we can't underestimate it, but we felt that, a little bit more of a shift, in mentality, and a little bit sharper our end, and we would have got all three. But, we can't lay claim for 3 points today because we weren't good enough.
In the first half, we dominated large parts. We seemed to lack in the final third. Is that just running out of ideas, kind of getting down to the byline, and we seemed to pull it back and nobody was coming on the end of it? What do you put that down to?
Yeah, execution, belief. I thought like the final ball, final thing, final movement, a bit belief. Like I said, we look a little bit slow reacting today. I think that's what it was. We were slow mentally, we were slow reacting. And you have to be, when the pitch is like that and it's difficult conditions, you need to be even sharper. You need to sharpen your awareness, you need to sharpen your movement, it needs to heighten all your senses, because you're going to need them. And unfortunately, we were a little bit slow reacting, and maybe that's just a bit of tiredness setting in, which you can understand, but we don't make excuses here. There's more than enough on that, more than enough ability, more than enough on that bench to get the job done here today, and we've come up short.
Yeah, it is a point on the road. Yemi Odubade was the reason for that. He popped up, as he often does, with a crucial goal. So it could have been worse. Yeah. We could have lost the game. You're always relying on people like Yemi, the experienced players, to come on there and rescue a point.
Yeah, definitely. And Yemi's always scored some very important goals for us. And it's great that we had that option to come off the bench, and he's duly dispatched that one. Cool head. Had a very good chance before that as well, where he almost celebrating, but he's gone across the goal. Brett Williams had a couple of flashes. We've obviously missed the penalty as well. So, we've come away. We've created some chances. We need to be more ruthless. We know that. It's the same story, unfortunately, with us a little bit, that missed penalties, missing chances. You've got to be ruthless, and that's why Wildstone are at the top and we're still chasing, because I feel scoreline doesn't always reflect our performances. We just need to be a little bit more ruthless, but that's not just in front of goal, that's in everything that we do. Today we we weren't come up a little bit short in a few areas, and it's a difficult one, because the lads have been magnificent, and it has been a real challenging week. I think we're all sitting here, even me talking now, I'm a little bit tired and mixing my words up a little bit, and probably getting a bit wrong, because it's been a long week. But look, another game on Wednesday. With a point on the road and a big game coming, and we'll learn the lessons. The boys are hurting. We've had a good point on the road, and we're all disappointed and hurting. So I think it shows how far we've come. Tough place to come.
And also that they're celebrating like they've just, as you understand, that they're celebrating like they've just won the game.
Yeah, and I suppose we're a bit of a scout now. It shows how far we've come as well. But look, a lot of work. We need to be a lot better. We know that. But look, the attitude, the mentality, from the boys is always there. Just a little bit low on execution today. But look, we'll rest up. We've got a bit of, with the game on Wednesday, it's an extra day's rest for us. We'll be able to recharge the batteries, go over a few bits, and hopefully come back refreshed, ready for Wednesday.
Just finally for me, it is having on Wednesday away, finally, all weather permitting. It's 6 unbeaten in the league. We go into that game in form, as do they. It promises to be one of them National League South games that lives up to the bill.
Yeah, it's a mouth-watering game, as they say, I suppose. Two teams. That is a good game on New Year's Day, wasn't it, for us? Again, we were very unlucky, missed the penalty that day as well, but we were very unlucky, you know, not to get something out of the game. But look, they're full of experience, a well put together team there, you know, they come thick and fast, the challenges, as I always say, and you know, one we should be looking forward to, you know, like I said, it shows how far we've come when we're disappointed with a point, and you know, we felt that we could have got a lot more and played a lot better. So look, I look forward to seeing our reaction. I always do. I look forward to it for the next game. And, we're definitely going to have to show more of ourselves. We are going to have to see a lot more of a Weymouth performance. You know, away at Haven. Otherwise, you know, we can't be like that like we were today, because we'll be in trouble. But you know, not often. We usually react quickly. So I'm looking forward to the response from the boys on Wednesday.
Well, it's a long journey home, long journey here, so let's get back on that coach. Mark, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Cheers.
Thank you. Enjoy yours. Thank you, Josh.